I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As the Israel-Hamas war enters week two, experts hold little hope for a diplomatic resolution to this conflict. Analysts say an Israeli ground invasion could last weeks or more likely months. On Friday, Iran warned that continued attacks on Gaza could open new fronts against Israel. Only the Lord knows what lies ahead. Please continue to pray for peace and help World Mission distribute audio Bibles to its local partners at missionnews.org. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
Help us send more Bibles into these affected areas, because it doesn't matter what religion you are in this crisis. People are looking for answers. As we're praying for all of the horrors of war going on, we need to pray for a softening of the heart. At the end of the day, this is a heart matter. These are hearts that don't know who the Messiah is.
And do you remember the first time you learned about baptism or communion? Maybe through a Bible study or at church? Or maybe you're still unsure about these rites of passage. Many deaf Christians fall into this category. Rob Myers of Door International describes one example at missionnews.org about baptism and deaf Christians trying to speak verbally in order to be saved. Door is publishing a new set of training resources to help counteract the confusion.
The number of resources in sign languages in general is very, very small. We're planning to make these videos readily available for free on a website so that other deaf people can finally get access to this information in their heart language and sign language.
You can help by spreading the word, and we'll show you how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.